This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A peace deal negotiated by the U.S. and Middle East partners. Now the question, will it hold? There's still skepticism inside Israel's legislature. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. and former Knesset member Michael Oren.
Israeli cabinet, we are a democracy, different parties in that cabinet, some to, more to the right, even the prime minister. We're concerned. We're concerned about the next stage of this agreement. Yes, all the hostages returned, but the big question is going to remain, can Hamas be disarmed?
New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted on at least one count of alleged fraud by President Trump's handpicked prosecutor, the same one who charged another of Trump's enemies, former FBI Director James Comey, with lying to Congress. And the shutdown drags on. A seventh vote to fund the government failed Thursday in the Senate. And with senators leaving Washington Thursday night and the holiday Monday, there won't be another vote to reopen the government till Tuesday at the soonest. This is ABC News. A Connecticut woman is free on $1 million bond. Kristen Hogan is accused of trying to poison the father of her child with antifreeze in his wine. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The 34-year-old man later telling investigators he believed Hogan poisoned him so she would become the full owner of the residence and would gain full-time custody of their child. Police say Hogan searched the internet for potassium cyanide and monoethylene glycol, as well as how much monoethylene glycol would kill you. Prosecutors say she initially claimed she needed the substance to clean the carpet at her mother's house, but eventually told investigators she never intended to kill her partner, but just wanted to make him sick as payback for him being mentally abusive.
The IRS has announced new income tax standard deductions for 2026. The standard deduction rises to $16,100 for individuals, $32,200 for married couples who file jointly. Someone who earns the same income next year would likely owe a few hundred dollars less in taxes. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Concern about injured Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. Matt LaFleur was asked why the team's place kicker, Brandon McManus, has been added to the injury list.
Brandon McManus listed on the injury report. I'm assuming it's from those tackles that he had to make in the game.
It is not from the tackles, no.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a major concern right now, so we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow, and we'll have a plan ready to go.
I asked McManus what happened to him and the injury to his kicking leg.
I was kicking, warming up. I had kickoffs earlier in the day, and then I was warming up for field goals. I kind of felt a tug against my quad. I gave it a couple minutes, tried again. I just shut it down for the day. Didn't want to make it worse.
Baseball, Brewers against the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. If Milwaukee wins, they advance to the National League Championship next week. If they lose, it's Game 5 in Milwaukee this coming Saturday with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, an isolated shower or two, and a low in the low 50s. Sun's back for tomorrow and Saturday. Highs in the mid-60s. Highs in the upper 60s and breezy with increasing clouds Sunday and another shower chance. It's 55 right now.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Frequent guest and former Republican operative Carlton Huffman joins the show to talk about all the day's headlines. Join me.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home
You're
for the Todd Auble Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Auble Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Auble.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Auble along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Thursday, October 9th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome, everybody, to hour number two of the big program here at the crossroads of downtown Madison, State and Fairchild Street. Glad to have you along. Beautiful blue sky fall day here in Wisconsin. It's a beautiful day for a Packers game. When the Packers don't play today, of course, they play on Sunday. But time to have a little fun. By the way, a little bit later on the show, we'll do some other news headlines as well. But I've been looking forward to this in nervous anticipation. Joining us via StreamYard, our friend and one of the producers of Just, a bit outside the store of the Green Bay. Of the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm combining the two films, but also one of the producers of the great new film, No Packers, No Life, joining us from Los Angeles, California, Sean Hannish. How are you?
Great, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm discombobulated. Before we came on the air, I asked you, I knew the answer, but I mean, we're talking about, I've got my Brewers stuff on today, my Euchre jersey, because the Brewers going up against the Cubs tonight. And so, I mean, just quickly, you know, as a Brewers lover yourself, boy, it was tough, but maybe not completely unexpected last night.
Of course we wanted to sweep the Cubs, but I mean, the thing that I take away from yesterday is this team never gives up.
Right.
And so, you know, it must be really hard playing us. Because you got to be like, when are these guys just going to like roll over for a few innings? And we never do. And I think that's going to pay dividends tonight. I think we win. We win in four.
I agree with that. I feel really good about tonight. I just think that this team is built exactly. They don't seem to get too, as a team, unnerved or come apart. They're there. They support each other. Even when one guy like Priester, and I'm not sure, we played earlier, the Priester come and talk about a stand-up guy. He just looked right in the camera after the game and said, that's all on me. Everybody else played great. I take responsibility. And this power of friendship, I think it's real. So I agree. I like the Brewers in four tonight. Right now, though, let's change gears to Packers. You have been on the show with Paul Jaconi Berry, one of the other producers of this great film. Well, if you have time, let's play the trailer one more time. So I want people to get a flavor. Here's the official trailer of the film that premieres next week in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Wandering Tokyo, and I see a guy with a Packers jersey on. And I'm like, no way. I just quietly say, go back, go. And he shouts back,
"Go Pack, go!"
The Japanese Packer cheering team.
Packers number one.
I love Packers. No Packers, no right.
Insanely passionate to a degree which probably most people from Wisconsin aren't.
Wisconsin!
I said, you guys are welcome to come to a Packer game anytime.
I couldn't believe that.
Why? And who are you?
The Green Bay way is to host, and we say, okay, come with us. We'll show you a good time.
We want them to experience the Green Bay way.
This is Green Bay!
I'm a man of action. Go Pack, go!
Wisconsin is human. The one team in the NFL that's owned by the people.
How about you?
It gives people a connection that no other team offers.
No Packers, no life.
No Packers, no life. You can find more details at marcustheater.com and nopackersnolife.com. It premieres at Marcus Theaters in select theaters across the state, as Letterman says. Hopefully one of yours has been selected on October 17th. Sean, it's fantastic. I cannot wait. I'm pumped up to see it. Sean Hanisch, one of the producers, joining us live from Los Angeles. And there's a select few that could see this film a couple of days earlier, next Wednesday, October 15th, at one of the great Marcus Theaters there in Brookfield. We're going to be doing our show there at the Majestic Theater in Brookfield next Wednesday. Very grateful for your invitation for us to once again join you and the filmmakers and others next Wednesday. What can you tell us about this day? And for those that might not be lucky enough to win tickets here this hour, are there still VIP tickets to the world premiere available?
Well, Todd, yes and yes. First of all, we're thrilled that you're going to be able to come and spend a couple hours with us, you and Zommers. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a couple members of the Japanese Packers cheering team flying over from Tokyo. We're going to have a number of former Packer legends. And let me tell you a little about the event. It's going to be the world premiere, the world VIP premiere of No Packers, No Life. And that is Wednesday, the next Wednesday on the calendar. It's right. Wednesday, October 15th. So we're it's going to be great. Listen, it's a reception. You get to meet everybody. 5:30. The film starts at 6:30, and it's at the Marcus Majestic in Brookfield in Waukesha. Anyway, we won't get into all that. It's the Marcus Majestic. Anyway, it's going to be such a great night, and I have a little bit of news to share with you because. Please. We've been all these Packer legends that we've been talking to want to come and support the film. And we already announced that we're going to have Antonio Freeman and George Kuntz there. We just found out that we're also going to have Amon Green.
Wow. What a lineup.
If you want to come and see this amazing movie with a bunch of really pumped up, Packer fans, come wear your jersey. You're going to get a chance to meet Amon Green and, Antonio Freeman, George Kuntz. You're going to get to meet all these legends, meet a couple of the great fans from Tokyo that are flying over. It's going to be a real love fest. And, I know you're going to give away a pair of tickets today.
Thanks to you guys.
You're welcome. If you're not lucky enough to win those, you can go to nopackersnolife.com. And there are limited tickets still available. So you can find a link there to buy tickets for this world premiere.
I would really encourage people, and again, through you guys were so gracious as to invite us down last year to the Brewers premiere of Just a Bit Outside. And you guys know how to do things right, do things well. There's a great reception. There's food and drink. And then you usher everybody into this private showing, beautiful theater, and a chance to listen to get Q&A after the film with the filmmakers. It's really well done. And most of us in Wisconsin, unlike you, will never get a chance to be at an L.A. premiere and have a world premiere, a second one in 2 years in Wisconsin. I think that's something special. Yeah, the tickets are $100. But tell folks a little bit, Sean, this is not just a moneymaker. You also are doing this as a part of a philanthropy to a couple organizations as well. Portions of the proceeds go to a couple of great causes.
Well, that's part of it, too. That's the thing. One of the reasons there's a premium on the price is there's all free food and drink. You get to mingle with all these great former Packers. But also, yeah, a percentage of the proceeds goes to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we're really thrilled to partner with them. They're an amazing organization. They're going to have a lot of people there in attendance. We're hoping some of the boys and girls themselves are going to be able to come. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a silent auction. So we're going to have signed posters, like the poster behind you. We're going to have signed footballs. We're going to have a lot of great memorabilia. And all the proceeds of that go to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin. So it's a feel-good night. You get to give back to the community. You get to mingle with, you know, Packer legends. And then you get to see a great film. And we'll have a Q&A afterwards. It's going to be a wonderful evening, and I cannot wait.
I can't wait either. Let's not make our listeners wait any longer either. We're going to give away, courtesy of Sean and the filmmakers here, two VIP tickets to the world premiere. Now, here's the deal. You have to be able to go next Wednesday. Last year we did this, we had a couple of people call and gave us the answer, like, no, I can't go. You have to be able to go next Wednesday evening. Starts at 5:30, right, Sean?
It does.
I believe, yes. 5:30 in Waukesha at the Marcus Brookfield Theater in Waukesha. So you have to be able to go there at 5:30. And so we're going to give you a question, and then you give us a call, and we'll take the calls in order received, and the first person with a right answer, the correct answer, will win these two tickets to the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. All right, here's the question. The dial-in number is 855-752-4842. We're going to give that to you again in a minute. Here's the question. The Green Bay Packers have played 5 international games in all time. Where was the game held in 1998? The Green Bay Packers have played 5 international games. Where was the game held in 1998? The number to call with the correct answer is 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Only call-ins, no texts on this one. All right? So the Green Bay Packers have played 5 international games. Where was the game held in 1998? That is the question. We want you to call in, and because, you know, that's the way we do things here. And the person with the first right answer wins. Do you know the answer, Sean?
I have a pretty good idea.
Our phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree right now. Yeah, the phone lines are, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we have 6 phone lines.
Which is the maximum.
This is the maximum. We are all, you can tell the excitement about this film. All right, all 6 lines are filled up. All right, let's go to our first caller, Terry in Cross Plains. Terry, there have been 5 international games in Packer history. Where was the game held in 1998?
Tell me it was Tokyo.
Tokyo is correct.
Woo!
Terry, you are going to the VIP world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Wow. That was quick. Did you know that, or you have to look it up?
I actually kind of knew it, and okay. Then I figured that, because it's No Packers, No Life, I have to be right.
maybe it was a little too easy. I don't know. But we want people to be able to go and enjoy the film. Where are you calling us from, Terry?
I'm in Madison.
All right. Very good. Very good. So you listen on WMDX here in Madison. We appreciate that. Well, Terry, you're going to get to meet Sean and all the folks there. I have to ask, you can go, right, next Wednesday at 5:30.
I can go. I should be there, like, right on the button.
That's fine. I mean, because the reception goes for, what, Sean, an hour or so?
The reception's an hour. Again, free food and drink, and then we'll mingle and wander into the – so, Terry, you're in great shape. Please come and say hi.
I definitely will. Can I say that I saw this at the Wisconsin Film Festival?
Wow!
And I
never walked out of a movie feeling like sad, but awesome. Like just my heart was so full after I watched this movie.
Wow! Look at that—you get a review, yeah. Sean, and a fan all together.
I'm so happy. I'm talking to Terry now, Todd.
Yeah.
Terry, I was at that screening, and that's how we at Cannonball found the movie to distribute. Isn't it a wonderful film?
Yes, it is just so fantastic. I remember, Todd, you talked about it a a couple of weeks or so ago, and I texted you. I don't know if you got it or whatever, but anyhow, it's like, this movie's so good. Well,
I'm happy for you, Terry, and for those that didn't win, we're going to do this again tomorrow in 3 o'clock hour. Terry, do not hang up. Zomers will take your information off the air, and we'll get that to you. Sean, thank you very much. We'll see you next Wednesday down at Waukesha.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, thank you.
Eagle 1490 AM.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shore lines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show of the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Thursday, October 9th. Many thanks to Sean Hannish for taking time to join us to talk about his great new film, No Packers, No Life. Congratulations to Terry calling in as well for being a listener. Now, don't get discouraged because we had, I mean, thank you for all the listeners, by the way, and viewers. The phone lines lit up like a Christmas tree. But don't get discouraged. If you did not win today, we're going to do this again tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour and then on Monday in the 3 o'clock hour. So we're going to be giving away two more sets of tickets each of those days to the world premiere of No Packers, No Life coming up on next Wednesday, October 15th at Marcus's Majestic Theater in Brookfield, which is in Waukesha.
Yeah.
I'm just reading what's written here. So it's basically in Waukesha, the line of Waukesha, Brookfield. But they
call it a very nice theater, by the way.
It is. They call it Marcus's Majestic Theater in Brookfield, but technically in Waukesha. It's a great place to see a film. We were there last year for the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside. And now this film, No Packers, No Life. So join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the 3 o'clock hour and on Monday in the 3 o'clock hour. And if you want to make sure that you get tickets, as Sean said, there are a limited number of tickets still available and $100 a piece for the VIP reception and movie. And that's the cool thing. I mean, it's $100. It's not something you're going to do every day, but you get, and believe me, the food was fantastic last year. Get great food, free drinks, Then you get to see the film, meet the filmmakers, meet some of these great former Packers as well at the event. And if you can't make it, join our show next Wednesday. We'll be live on location at Marcus's Majestic Theater in Brookfield in Waukesha, doing all 2 hours there on location. It'll be a good time to have by all.
As always, you should join us on the stream so you can, you know, see what we're talking about. But since Todd will be at the theater, that's an especially great day to hop on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter.
Yeah, join us there. Follow us on the on those as well. And on Facebook, you have to follow Civic Media. On Facebook, you can follow either the Todd Allball Show or Civic Media. On YouTube, you have to follow Civic Media. And on Twitter, it's Civic Media as well. Because for some reason, although we've tried to pay Elon for our show page on X, it doesn't take.
He says Todd's money is no good, unless, of course, Starlink is concerned.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So anyway, that's fantastic. Many thanks to Sean. Again, he's going to come back, I think, on Monday and join us. But be listening tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour for your next chance to win VIP world premiere tickets to No Packers, No Life. You can learn more at nopackersnolife.com. Fantastic. By the way, a little breaking sports news for you. We had told you before the pitchers had not been named yet for tonight's Brewers game against the Cubs. I said to my buddy last night, Rob, who I text with a lot during the game, I said, if I were Murph, I'd put Freddie Peralta back out there and get this thing over with. Well, Murph listened. No, he didn't listen to me. But the Brewers have officially announced that Freddie Peralta will start game 4 of the National League Division Series tonight at Wrigley Field. And he'll go up against the Cubs left-hander, Matthew Boyd. The Brewers need one more win to advance the NLCS, while the Cubs need to win at home. And then again on Saturday in a winner-take-all fifth, if it goes that far, at American Family Field. The game gets underway tonight at Wrigley. It'll be, as we said, Freddie Peralta going up against Matthew Boyd. Pre-game show at 7:30. With the first pitch just after 8 o'clock. You can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, and WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. Cannot wait for that, Summers. How about
me either. I'm nervous, but in a good way. I guess excited would be the word for that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we gotta be positive, and I don't know, with Freddie Peralta on the mound tonight. As Sean said, you know, he's saying Brewers in 4. I'd go along with him on that.
I would too.
Well, let's turn to a little news here. We'll pick it up on the other side. I don't do the whole thing with a lot of people are saying too often.
Mostly as a joke,
but maybe not so much this time. And this, you know, not earth shattering news. But I talked to a couple of people that still have connections to the state capitol, and we talked about this thing that we talked about yesterday on the show, which is Republican Speaker of the Assembly Robin Voss was on WISN's Upfront program with Matt Smith this past weekend, and he said, Robin Voss did, that he's thinking about not running again for state assembly. And which wasn't necessarily surprising. And I had said it wouldn't surprise me if he just simply resigned and stepped down after the first of the year because, you know, the leader of that party, the assembly speaker, is in charge of the elections for that body later on that fall. So it makes sense you let him elect a different speaker to be in charge of the elections for the fall. And a couple of sources that I've talked to speculated a little bit, and I had not thought about this. But they said, you know, Robin Voss stepping down to run for governor would not be out of the question.
Oh,
so
no.
So you may see, I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. There is some speculation a block away at the state capitol that one of the reasons Robin Voss may not run for re-election to the state assembly is he may be looking at launching a gubernatorial campaign on the Republican side. Because think about it, Bill Berrien out after he got caught being a hypocrite when it came to porn. And then you've got Josh Shulman, the county executive from Washington County, who, you know, he's doing okay, but hasn't caught a lot of traction. And then you got Tom Tiffany, congressman from the 7th District. That's it. It's not an electric field in terms of politically electric on the Republican side. It could be an opening for Robin Voss if he decides to get in. We'll discuss it a little more on the other side. Also, Pam Yonke's Midwest Farm Report is next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A peace deal negotiated by the U.S. and Middle East partners. Now the question, will it hold? There's still skepticism inside Israel's legislature. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. and former Knesset member Michael Oren.
The Israeli cabinet, we are a democracy. Different parties in that cabinet, some to more to the right, even the prime minister. We're concerned. We're concerned about the next stage of this agreement. Yes, all the hostages returned, but the big question is going to remain: can Hamas be disarmed?
New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted on at least one count of alleged fraud by President Trump's handpicked prosecutor, the same one who charged another of Trump's enemies, former FBI Director James Comey, with lying to Congress. And the shutdown drags on. A seventh vote to fund the government failed Thursday in the Senate. And with senators leaving Washington Thursday night and a holiday Monday, there won't be another vote to reopen the government till Tuesday at the soonest. This is ABC News.
Concern about injured Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday, kickoff at 3:25. Matt LaFleur was asked why the team's place kicker, Brandon McManus, has been added to the injury list.
Brandon McManus listed on the injury report. I'm assuming it's from those tackles that he had to make in the game.
It is not from the tackles, no. Yeah, that's a major concern right now. So we'll see how he's doing today and tomorrow. And, we'll have a plan ready to go.
I asked McManus what happened to him and the injury to his kicking leg.
I was kicking, warming up. I had kickoffs earlier in the day, and then I was warming up for field goals. I kind of felt a tug against my quad. I gave it a couple minutes, tried again. I just shut it down for the day. I didn't want to make it worse.
Baseball, Brewers against the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. If Milwaukee wins, they advance to the National League Championship. Next week. If they lose, it's game 5 in Milwaukee this coming Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. One battle after another seems to be the movie with the most early Oscar buzz. According to Variety, the critic's darling and really fun movie start to finish is on track to potentially receive as many as 14 Academy Award nods. If it happens, it would tie the record for the most all time held by Titanic, All About Eve, and La La Land. 6 of those nominations could come in the acting category. 5 of the potential acting nominees are well-seasoned, if not previous winners. But the big story is breakout star of the film, Chase Infinity, who could draw a Best Actress nod. Her two female co-stars, Regina Hall and Tiana Taylor, are favorites to draw nominations in the Best Supporting Actress category. Leonardo DiCaprio is expected to be nominated for Best Actor, with co-stars Sean Penn and Benicio Del Toro possibly receiving Best Supporting Actor nominations. That would give the film 6 nominations for acting, which is unprecedented. If you haven't seen this movie, I highly recommend it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, an isolated shower or 2, and a low in the low 50s. Sun's back for tomorrow and Saturday. Highs in the mid-60s. Highs in the upper 60s and breezy with increasing clouds Sunday and another shower chance. It's 55 right now.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger public address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run, Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Jennifer Sullivan of the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. We break down what's going on with MAGA's refusal to talk about making healthcare affordable for Americans under the ACA.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour on 3 o'clock on Thursday, October 9th. Aaron Zommers on the board. Glad to have you along. A little bit more news here in just a few minutes. Amongst them, Wisconsin's insurance commissioner. You don't hear about the insurance commissioner too often. We have an insurance commissioner. And Pat Kreitlow, who, by the way, I owe an apology to because I forgot. I'm supposed to go on his show on Thursdays. Now it's at 10 to 9. And I was working on the show for yesterday, and I just spaced, and so I forgot to. But he has Joe Zepecki now on at the same time. And I think most people like to hear from Joe Zepecki rather than me. But I just felt badly about that. So sorry, Pat, I forgot to log in today. But Pat Kreitlow on this program was the first person that I heard say this, and now you got the Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner saying the open enrollment is right around the corner here, and that is why Congress needs to pass this funding for the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, this little, I wouldn't call it a glitch, but this thing that people don't think about, but is very, very important, that you only have a certain date to sign up or change things during open enrollment. And if we don't know whether or not Congress is going to put these tax credits in for the ACA, that could dramatically affect whether people are going to be able to afford to re-sign or need to change their health insurance if they're on the Affordable Care Act. So we're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Also, Terry Barr checking in on the old YouTube channel on Civic Media's YouTube, talking about, we showed earlier the trailer to No Packers, No Life, the great new film from Sean Hannish and Paul Giacone Berry and others about the From Tokyo to Titletown, No Packers, No Life. Terry said, this preview gives me goosebumps, just like the Brewers documentary. I agree, Terry. I have not seen the film in its entirety, only based on the trailer. But again, we're going to have opportunity tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour for everyone listening, watching to win two more VIP world premiere tickets to No Packers, No Life for next Wednesday. That's when it's happening, next Wednesday in Waukesha. So join us tomorrow. We'll give away a couple of tickets for that. Right now, 37 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that, this or that. And of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Homecoming week here in Madison for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. By the way, tomorrow on the show, Mike Mankey, the public address announcer for University of Wisconsin-Madison. You know him if you've gone to a football game and heard him say, first and 10, Wisconsin. He's going to be here in studio tomorrow. Going to ask him about his background, get to know the man, the person behind the voice of the Wisconsin Badgers PA announcer. And you know, he's seen a lot of stuff, as our friend Matt Flynn and Earl Ingram Jr. like to say. He's seen a lot of stuff. And having a front row seat, literally, for Badger sports all these years. So join us tomorrow at 2:30. Mike Mankey will be here. But timely indeed, or what's worse, because with homecoming, with Brewers tonight, with Packers this weekend, Badgers, a lot of pizza going to be eaten. So today, the category for what's worse, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, no problem. We got you covered. Simply go to your favorite Apple or Android device. Go to the App Store. Type in the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what CBS's Gayle King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. No, Zomers, I'll confess, I don't know that I've ever had a pizza with no sauce. Have you?
I don't think so. I mean, the closest thing, there are several things I've had that are close. Like, let's say, cheesy garlic bread.
Sure, but that's not
pizza. But it's not pizza with no sauce.
Right.
It is different. So, no, I don't think I have.
I would like to know.
Oh, yes, I have. But it was not supposed to be without sauce.
Somebody just forgot the sauce?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I won't say where, but it was.
At a restaurant?
It was.
Really?
And I took a bite in it, and I'm like, huh. The thing is, it was a cheese sauce. It was a mac and cheese pizza.
Oh, I see.
And so it was not immediately apparent from looking at it that it didn't have the cheese sauce underneath. But then you bite it, and you're like, wow, something big is missing here.
There's no sauce. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's see here. We have a couple of entries in. Cam, listening in Appleton, says pizza with no sauce is good if you make it with a cracker flatbread.
I could see that.
That's interesting. A cracker flatbread. All right.
Yeah, I think the key is it has to be designed to not have sauce. It can't just be an accident. Because then that's not very good.
Right. Very good. You don't want an accident. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Also, we'd said right before the break, talking about this, and it's purely speculative. I'll make that clear. It's just, you know, I have a couple of contacts still in the building, the state capitol, as we say. And this is serious. I have heard that, well, number one, we know it's serious because Robin Voss himself, Speaker of the Assembly, said on Upfront on WISN this weekend that he's thinking seriously about not running for re-election to the State Assembly. And I said, what I'm hearing, just tangentially from people in the building, is that Voss is looking at considering a run for governor in the Republican primary. So that might be one of the reasons. Now here, Tom, listening in Sauk County on WMDX, says there's talk around Wisconsin that Dale Schultz would be a great candidate for Wisconsin governor. It says any speculative talk about Wisconsin governor candidates must include the name Dale Schultz. Now, that, even though he's my old boss, I don't know who this is. I didn't write that. But, okay. He's been on this program. He has not given an unequivocal no, but I don't think it's likely.
Right. I mean, as a politician, he has to give something that leaves a potential open-ended. His answer was essentially no.
He doesn't consider himself a politician anymore. He's retired.
That's true. I just mean, as somebody who spent a lot of time in politics, right, I feel like it becomes a habit to
maybe
give answers with backdoors.
I think there's, you know, I don't know anything inside, but I think inside of himself, I think he knows some of the problems in Wisconsin politics,
yeah,
and would like the opportunity again. It's hard. I mean, it's hard when you're in office and you're elected and you're in the mix and you're – I think it's why Tommy Thompson is actually thinking about running again, because he wants to be there. Whether you agree with him or not, he wants to be in the mix, have opportunity to fix things, to do something.
Oh yeah,
and I think there's a little bit of that with Dale.
And my comment about the answer was certainly not intended to be an insult by
no,
any
no,
means.
No, I know.
He's – great, very stand-up guy, obviously.
All right, let's get back to the category.
Yeah, pizza.
Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce. What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Steve in Lodi, listening on WMDX, says pizza with sauce is the best. All right. Matt, one of our great UPS drivers in Richland Center, listening on WRCE, says, how can it even be considered a pizza without sauce? Ryder was smoking doobies on this one. Now, I can neither confirm nor did not deny that CP was on anything when he wrote that.
We'll have to ask.
He'll probably tell us. But to Zomer's point, it is a thing, right? Pizza with no sauce?
Yeah. To my understanding, it's especially a thing for people who might have GERD or acid reflux.
Ah, I see. Eat something else. No, I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
Brett in Brown Deer listening on WAUK. By the way, if you're in Southeast Wisconsin, Milwaukee in particular, you could catch AUK not just on 540 AM anymore, but also they're broadcasting on the FM side of the dial, 100.3 FM. Check it out. I was down in Milwaukee this week, tuned in, great strong signal right downtown Milwaukee on 100.3 FM, WAUK. Brett in Brown Deer on AUK says he picked up on the Packer movie. He says, no sauce, no life. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to the Driftless. Whistler, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Whistler, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse?
I got to confirm the Ups guy's comment. It's not pizza without sauce.
Doesn't qualify, in your opinion.
That's right.
All right. Very good. Appreciate it. Thanks, Whistler. Take care out there.
No problem.
You're welcome. Let's keep it out in the Driftless. Mike in Spring Green listening on WRCE. Mike, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse?
Well, there's two ways of looking at it. One, for me, it has to have sauce. Same thing. It's not right without it. Mm-hmm. But then if your writer was smoking doobies, anything is good. So, you know, then without sauce is great, you know? My vote is with sauce is what you need. That's better. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Yeah, it reminds me of old line, you got the munchies.
Yes, point.
Thank you, Miguel. Thanks, Mike. 855-752-4842. Let's a couple more here. We've got Carl in Eau Claire on the text line. Pizza without sauce would be like eating toast, he says. There are plenty of sauce options to enjoy. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Carl. Listening on WCFW The Tap up in beautiful Eau Claire. And quickly, Ollie, let's go to the phone lines. Ollie in the North Woods, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse, Ollie?
Oh, pizza with no sauce. That's just pita bread, isn't it?
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely – it's not pizza without sauce, in my opinion.
No, got to have a lot of sauce and some – lots of meat and olives and the whole shebang.
Totally a green or a black olives?
Green olives.
Thank you.
Lots of mushrooms and cheese, cheese.
Right.
If you're going to go for it, go for the gold.
Absolutely.
The green and gold.
Green and gold. There you go. Thanks, Ollie. Appreciate you. Have a great day up there in the North Woods. Cam in Appleton checks on the facts. Wouldn't that be great if we had a fax line? Let's start taking facts on this program. Now, that would be fantastic. Cam on the what made me say that? Cam in Appleton on the text line says the pizza place up here in the Fox Valley called Munchies? Reeked of weed. Okay, very good.
I believe that's accurate. I think I remember seeing that place.
All right,
before it vanished.
All right. It vanished? Oh, the text vanished. I don't know. I am not on Munchies right now or anything else. All right, come on back. We'll wrap things up after this. Don't go anywhere. It's a Munchie edition of the Todd Hall Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
At what point are we as a society going to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here? This is just the latest attack on women, on trying to control our bodies. They want women to have more babies. They don't want us to have birth control. They don't want us to get abortions. They don't want us to take medications. They want us to be in pain. They don't want us to have hospitals to be able to go to. They're defunding all of our rural hospitals.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Tom Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 1490 WLCX. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 1490 WLCX.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. A check of weather. Our fantastic sports reporter, Mike Clemens, down at Wrigley Field with a sports update. Brewers taking on the Cubs tonight in Game 4. Brewers lead the best of 5, 2-1. They can cinch it tonight. It's a must-win for the Cubs. You can hear it on select stations starting at 7:30 with a pregame show. First pitch just after 8 o'clock. Clemens will have all the details for us during and after the game across the Civic Media Radio Network. And then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, followed by another edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Some breaking news at this hour, courtesy of Channel 3000, the CBS affiliate here in Madison, Lolita James. The New York Attorney General who defeated Trump in court has been indicted by the Justice Department, the U.S. Justice Department, under Pam Bondi. We shall see where this goes. Our old friend Matt Flynn, fond of saying, look, you can indict a ham sandwich, which is a simplistic way of saying the bar to indict someone is not always extraordinarily high. The important points are what come after the indictment, but again, Lolita James, the New York Attorney General who defeated Trump in court, has been indicted by the U.S. Justice Department. Also, here in Dane County, in the town of New Glarus. The town of New Glarus chairman has been charged and accused of stealing opponent signs before the April election. So we'll find out where that goes. Usually New Glarus is a very calm place in, down there in Monroe and in Greene County. And of course, we'll continue to follow the breaking news today out of Milwaukee. An off-duty Milwaukee police officer gets into a traffic accident. It's appeared to be a fairly minor traffic accident. And both the off-duty police officer and the civilian get out of their car. And this is still a fluid situation in terms of what actually happened. There are reports that the citizen essentially pistol whipped, in other words, took a gun and hit the off-duty police officer in the face. Both individuals ended up on the ground. At one point, shots were fired. The citizen is dead. The off-duty Milwaukee police officer is in the hospital, but this continues to be a breaking news story at this hour. And on a lighter note, here in Dane County at the Henry Vilas Zoo, according to Channel 3000, the Henry Vilas Zoo is saying goodbye to two grizzly bears to make way for more polar bears. Really? So you're trading out the grizzlies for polar. I thought the polar bears had their own place. And I've been there. I've seen it. I'm not sure we need more bears. Personally, I was hoping for more otters.
Well, there are places you can go for that.
That's just me. 855-752-4842. Let's check in. And don't forget, tomorrow on the show, going to have Mike Mankey, the Badger PA announcer here. Really, I'm looking forward to this. You've heard his calls. You know, first and 10 Wisconsin, and Ron Dane, the guy who behind those calls, going to be here in studio tomorrow at 2:30. Should be a fun and great interview. And I believe Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL veteran, is going to be here as well, because homecoming, big homecoming parade for UW tomorrow here in downtown Madison, followed by Iowa visiting Wisconsin at Camp Randall, a night game, 6 p.m. You can hear that game across Civic Media on Saturday, pregame show at 4 o'clock, and then the kickoff just after 6. Iowa is going to be here against the Badgers. You can hear that on the stream as well, by the way. And also tomorrow, going to give away two more tickets to No Packers, No Life, the VIP showing of the film down in Waukesha next Wednesday. So it'll be a great show tomorrow as well. Quickly, let's go to Charles in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Been on hold for a bit, Charles. I appreciate you. You wanted to comment on this shooting that happened in Milwaukee involving an off-duty Milwaukee police officer and a civilian.
Yeah, I, you know, it's disturbing that you find yourself in an accident, and then on top of that, you get someone that wants to be aggressive about it. It's an accident. Mm. Things occur, and we're living in scary times. But when I spent 18 years in MPS at the same school, and my friend Angie had came up with this program. It was a mentor program, and it was run by fifth graders. So if the fifth graders, if there was some kid had a problem on the playground, they went to either a mentor or they went to a teacher. And the teacher said, hey, go find a mentor. Mm. So they had them fill out a paper what the problem was. So let's say Mike had a problem with Ricky. And they would take the two kids in a school, the fifth graders would, and they sit down with an adult in the room supervising, and they talk out the problem. And it sucks that I've always said that starting in first grade, they need to at least 10 minutes a day teach kids how to deal with conflict resolution, how to deal with conflict that may arise in your life. Today, we have so many people that are so quick to want to pull out a gun or strike somebody when all it takes is just talking it out.
Right.
And I thought the program we had, it was a great program because we had less issues because of the mentor program. Like I said, it was run by kids. And I wish if they could start in first grade all the way up to a senior high school, And every day, spend at least 10 or 15 minutes talking about how to deal with conflict resolution.
Thanks, Charles. Always appreciate your perspective and comment. And certainly need more help in conflict resolution. The shooting of by an off-duty police officer in Milwaukee with a civilian. Details are still not known, so I'd encourage everyone to just take a breath. Let's wait for the details and facts to come out. I'm sure Maggie Dawn and other programs will continue to follow this, as well as our civic media news department. Thanks, everybody, that came on the show. Julius Shia from Wisburg today. Sean Hanisch from No Packers, No Life. And Aaron Zommers for being a great producer engineer. We'll see you tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Israeli government has signed off on the U.S.-brokered Gaza peace deal, meaning phase one should be implemented immediately. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Israel.
We are at Hostage Square in central Tel Aviv, as this place has become one for mourning as well as one of vigil. People here are cautiously optimistic about the current progress being made on a ceasefire in Gaza. And despite the encouraging news, the Hostage Family Forum saying that they will not rest until every single hostage is brought home.
A judge's ruling Thursday is keeping President Trump from deploying the National Guard to Chicago for 2 weeks, the judge finding no evidence that there is a danger of rebellion there. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court heard arguments over whether the president had the authority to take control of 200 Oregon National Guard troops that he had planned to deploy to Portland. New York Attorney General Letitia James indicted by a federal grand jury on bank fraud charges following pressure from President Trump. This is ABC News. Scientists are